What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Jackson. Today, we are talking about going from athletic training to nursing. So we got Shauna Bailey. She is driving. She's dedicated to sharing her wisdom with you. She is live. And then Robin, I believe, just got off a nursing shift, or she kind of had to find somebody to cover just so she can share her knowledge with us. And so Shauna Bailey, Robin Cazada, thanks for joining me here on the Sports Medicine Broadcast.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. I am the host, Jeremy Jackson. This conversation is sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/nursing. Again, sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/nursing. And if you want to check out the live stream, you can go to facebook.com/sportsmedicinebroadcast, and that'll take you to the live stream page on Facebook. So facebook.com/sportsmedicinebroadcast, and it'll be right there. And I love when you have your comments. And again, I'm not planning on going to nursing, so this is specifically for those people who may be looking to do something other than nursing. And so we're going to kind of start off with your background and your story, so we can understand kind of where you came from and then how you got there, and then we're going to reflect on that in the end. So Shauna, why don't we start with you, and why don't you give us a little bit of background of where you're from and how you got into athletic training?
Okay. I grew up on a ranch in southwest New Mexico in Cliff. Very, very small town. I graduated with 36 kids in my class. And my dad always loved to watch rodeo. And I watched the athletic trainers, the sports medicine, through there. And that really got me started in it. So then when I went to New Mexico State, that's what I did. I got my bachelor's from NMSU. I graduated in 2003. And my plan at that point was to finish up and then go back to school to get a master's in education so I could work at a high school and still do athletic training. And when I was waiting to get enrolled for that, I worked in the schools for a year as an EA, and I decided maybe this isn't for me. And then they had started a new accelerated BSN program for nurses in Mexico State. So I got into that, and I got my BSN in about 15 months. So that's pretty much my backstory.
Gotcha. Okay, so watching rodeo, just seeing the sports medicine, having your dad be kind of part of that there, and you're like, hey, this is something I'm interested in, started going to school that way, and then decided maybe not, now that I have a little bit of better understanding experience of what all is going to take. So
yes, I still love rodeo and I still love watching it, and now NMSU actually will care for the collegiate athletes that do rodeo. But when I went through that program, they weren't able to do that. Had they have done that, I probably would have stayed in athletic training.
Gotcha. All right, and Robin, why don't you give us a little bit of your story?
Yeah, I'm from Albuquerque. I went down to New Mexico State in 2001. I probably, like most people, thought I wanted to be a physical therapist, and thought, well, athletic training seems to be the best way to go into that. So I did. I got into the program at NMSU. I graduated in 2006, and I was actually a 2 when Shauna was a 7.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Shauna, I got into the same Roadrunner Accelerated Nursing Program because you told me about it. You came in and you were telling Kim.
I don't remember you.
Yeah, you were telling Kim about it. And so even when I interviewed for that nursing program, Dr. Mann was like, oh, yeah, we just had an athletic trainer come through. And, man, she accelerated because she had such great knowledge and anatomy and physiology, and far more than most people that were coming in with like a computer science degree or anything else. So it gave me a huge step up in getting into that program.
All right. So you said Shauna was a 7 and you were a 2. Does that mean like year 7, year 2? What is that?
They're semesters. So she would have been graduating when I had actually been accepted into the program. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, and so Robin, what got you into the athletic training? I know you said you want to do physical therapy, but why did you not just go straight physical therapy?
You know, I I went through everything as a one, and I started going out to different sites and meeting the different people that did it. And obviously at our program, you know, we have people that have been doing this for a long time, you know, Doc, Tim Acklin. I went and met him at Mayfield and just kind of got an idea of what athletic training was. And I sort of fell in love with it. I decided, wow, this is way cooler than being in a clinic or, you know, being able to incorporate this as an athletic trainer. It just really caught my attention. And I think like a lot of us, though, when I graduated and I looked at, number one, the hours that I was going to have to work, number two, the pay that I was going to make, it was pretty disheartening that I had put all that time and energy into, you know, a bachelor's degree, and that's what I was going to be walking into entry level.
So I know, Shauna, you said that you never really worked as an athletic trainer. You were in school when you made the switch, and Robin, it's, you were doing the same, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct. I graduated, I got, went in, took my test, got licensed. But I never worked as one.
All right. And then just real quick, in New Mexico, is there a, you said licensed, is that certified, like BOC certified or state licensed, or is that both?
I can't, it's been so long. I can't remember exactly how long. I've still got my athletic training system. It lapsed. I worked so hard to get it, and I thought if I ever let it lapse, I don't know if I'll pass the test again.
Okay. So Robin, you know, go ahead, Robin.
I did the exact same thing. I kept my certification. I did this whole three-part certification back when that's what it was, the practical, the written practical, and the, you know, exam. And I passed on the first try, which I was super proud of. And I had always maintained my BOC and gone to different educational things, especially like our state meetings. The RMATA meetings. And then last year I did let it go because I have not been in athletic training for 10 years. So I would be so brand new back to athletic training that I thought I'm really irrelevant in this career at this point.
All right. So Robin, 10 years, you maintained the BOC, doing the CEUs, but you never fully worked. You never worked as an athletic trainer. And you decided to switch into nursing. So just tell me a little bit about all of the process of like, hey, I've gone through this schooling. I've gone through all of this. Let me stick it out and just figure out what I want to do. Or, you know what, I need to make that change now, even though it's going to cost me time and money. So just talk me through that process.
Sure. So when I graduated, I started applying for jobs. I knew that I didn't want to work at a collegiate level, and I didn't want to go directly into a high school. So I started looking for clinic jobs, things, you know, that I could do with my certification without having to do some sort of internship, which I. Oh, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. And it just really impossible to find. And everybody at that point was telling me, like, no, you really need to try to get into a college setting where you can be like a GA and get experience. And even that, I mean, the jobs were so, yeah. So it was at that point that I was like, wow, and I'm going to really, my location is really going to define where I can work and what I can do. And again, Shauna had just come in to talk to Kim Brock one day, and she was telling me about this accelerated nursing program, and it was 15 months for your BSN. And I had a bunch of friends that had initially gone into nursing, and I thought, okay, that's what I'm going to need to do, because it's so much easier to get a job as a nurse, right? And at that point, they were paying travel nurses a ridiculous amount of money. So that's what kind of steered me into nursing, was the inability to get a job as an athletic trainer fresh out of college.
Interesting. So, I mean, obviously, I tell people all the time, you know, I'm working at a high school full time. This is my 12th year here at this current high school. And, you know, I tell kids that, like, if you want to do nursing or physical therapy, you know, this is a really good start in high school, and it's not a bad career choice as far as, like, if you want to continue on to DPT, then athletic training helps you out a lot. And then as far as nursing, like you both said, that it gives you a really good understanding of the anatomy and the background and things like that. And so it's interesting that both of you just kind of looked at it and said, hey, the family, the hours, the money, it's really not worth it. So with kind of some of the changes that have been going on, if you were in school currently as an athletic trainer, Robin, then do you think that you would have made the same choice to go with nursing?
You know, I feel like just the profession has changed so much in the last 10 years that maybe not. You know, there are so many different avenues that you can do now with athletic training that I don't think were available when I had come out of school. Because I always did love that job. I mean, it was exciting, it's full of adrenaline, you know, you felt like you got to help people, and then you were never stuck somewhere, you were outside, you were inside, you know, all these different things. But the hours and the pay still, I think, would, I mean, it's so easy to go in and do 3 12-hour shifts as a nurse and make a, you know, a great salary, and you have control over your schedule that, you know, necessarily athletic training won't necessarily provide you.
Gotcha. All right, Shauna, what are your thoughts there? I know you kind of been dropping out some. So Robin was just discussing some of the reasons why she chose that route. And then like I just asked, if you were to look back at it now, given the current climate of athletic training, where there are plenty of clinical setting jobs available, or where there's kind of create your own job available for athletic training, would you have done things differently?
You know, I, looking back now, there was a lot of long hours in athletic training and all your clinical hours, but I think I would have done it the exact same way. I love athletic training. I love injuries. Right now, I work in the schools as a school nurse, and I would much rather a kid come in with an injury than a headache or a stomach ache, because an injury I can see, I can assess, and, you know, when it's a headache or stomach ache, probably because they just don't want to be in school. So athletic training gave me a huge leg up in my area now. When I went through the Roadrunner program, all of my cohorts, they were kind of scared to put their hands on people and to touch and assess, and I had already spent 4 years doing that, so that wasn't a problem for me at all. I wish I'd have known then that, you know, that all these other avenues were going to open up. Hopefully sometime down the road, I can combine the two, you know, maybe work with an orthopedic as a nurse and an athletic trainer. I'd have to take a refresher course of some sort for athletic training, because I forgot a lot of that stuff, like the tests and things like that. I don't know if I could still wrap a knee or an ankle anymore.
Yeah, that's actually interesting. I mean, you mentioned that, but I feel like a lot of athletic trainers are moving away from that being really important, like wrapping a knee or wrapping an ankle, because that is, you know, it's something that we as athletic trainers do, but it needs to not be like the focus of what we do. That needs to be not what we're known for. You know, like the injury prevention, like you're talking about, that's something that we can see and assess and put our hands on and help them, you know, recover, come back to normal, come back, return to play, and those kind of things. So
well, that's great, because when I went through the program, if you couldn't tape an ankle good, you weren't of any use, really. So, well, at least that's how I felt.
All right, so both of you went through the same program there at NMSU. Tell me a little bit about the program, and then and what that looked like, what those steps were for you. I know you said no, a 2 and a 7, so talking about the semesters, but just discuss the program itself. So if an athletic trainer wanted to go back and attend nursing school, what that might look like.
Trying to remember, it's been so long ago since I graduated. Your first semester, you just take basic introduction classes, and then you apply for the program, and once you get in, you start as a 2, I believe. Is that right, Robin?
It is, and you start in the clinic as a 2.
As a 2, okay. And then I think you do 2 semesters at the high school, 2 semesters at the university, and I don't remember the rest.
Yeah, your final semester as a 7, you can choose which area you want to go back to. So I went back to the clinic to work with Kim.
Okay.
And I think you did the same thing, didn't you, Shauna? Did you do clinic as a 7?
No, I did the high school.
Oh, okay.
With Daryl Luton.
Okay. Yeah, it was really I really did enjoy that program. I mean, there are some phenomenal athletic trainers that are part of that program that are passionate about their job and love what they do. And that was, you know, a really great part for me of being part of that program. I remember being a 2 and Doc or Tim Acklin asking me, so why do you want to be part of my profession? And it kind of took me back that he was just so proud of what he did, that it was his profession, you know?
Yes.
And it made me want to be part of that. The, you know, being a nurse, I felt the same way as Shauna. I really thought, oh, maybe I could go into orthopedics and that would give me a heads up as a nurse. And again, it did as far as anatomy and injuries. You know, I ended up going straight into the emergency room as a trauma nurse. And when people come in mangled, it didn't even faze me because you've seen stuff like that. You've seen an open fracture. You've seen, you know, these terrible injuries that it just made it okay. And you know, okay, start from the beginning, ABC, here I go. And athletic training taught me how to have a pattern and how to do an assessment and not to leave things out. So I really do feel that it has made me a better nurse. I don't work ER and trauma anymore. I do organ transplants, and there's still a lot of adrenaline involved in that job that I really feel like athletic training taught me how to remain calm in an emergent situation and how to make an assessment and go from there. So I'm still very appreciative of doing that program. I do know that when I graduated, there was 7 of us that should have graduated and taken our certification together, and out of the 7 of us, only 2 of us are actually working as certified athletic trainers. So I know that the statistics of us going into athletic training from there, for my program at least, and my cohort, was pretty low.
Yeah, there was 8 of us, and I think there's 3 working now. And one guy, Dominic, he's the head athletic trainer at NMSU now.
So kind of along those same lines there, when you guys decided, hey, I'm going to go to nursing, what was the perception among your peers? Were they like, oh, you traitor? Or were they like, hey, good for you? Or like, I wish I could make that move. Well, how did that look?
I think it was a mixture of both. I think some people, you're like, oh, you're a traitor. You're leaving us. You know, you put in all this hard work. We invested you into this program and now you're leaving. And then some, I think, understood why.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I felt like anybody thought I was a traitor or leaving the profession, but I'm sure it was probably confusing for some people because it doesn't seem like as natural of a jump now as it did then. It seemed like a complete total opposite direction. But I think, you know, just like as Shauna and I have said, it's really not the basis of both of these professions are very similar, and you still are caring for people and helping people get better and making a quick judgment and being able to form a good assessment, you know. So I think, and honestly, it doesn't hurt that Shauna did it first. Sorry, Shauna.
All right, so tell me some of the low points of your job, some of the things that we may consider if we were going to make that transition from athletic trainer to nurse, some of the things you're like, oh, this was better when I was in athletic training. Like when I did my internship for physical therapy, I worked in a clinic and I was like, oh, I can't stand being inside this building, getting hot packs and, you know, doing this all day. So what are some of those things that you're like, oh, this would really be better in the other profession?
With me in the schools, I think part of the problem is that you get so invested in these students' lives, and they come to you for everything. For some reason, if you're a nurse, they think you know how to fix everything. And I had a teacher send me a kid because she had cockroaches in her backpack, and she wanted me to take care of it. And I thought, why is this my job? You know, or kids, they're screwing around with handcuffs and broke the key off. and they came into my office handcuffed. What am I going to do? So, I mean, I should feel blessed that they think I'm so smart to be able to handle all of this. But that's one of the things, is that you get thrown things at you that you have no clue what to do with them. I don't know if that's what you're asking, but that's what I see.
Yeah, for me, I mean, I'm very fortunate. I never had to work on a med-surg floor, you know. That would not be my passion. Now, I know there's a lot of people that, if they're considering into going nursing, that's where they have to start, is some sort of step-down unit or, you know, telemetry med-surg. But, I mean, any nurse that would tell you, or athletic trainer going into a nurse, the first time you have to clean up somebody who has pooped on themselves, it is not fun.
No, it's not.
So there's a lot more in depth with bodily functions as a nurse than you ever wanted to be as an athletic trainer.
That's right. At least the athletes are able to wipe their own butts most of the time.
That's right.
Yeah, as a parent, you know, I've dealt with that, but as a athletic trainer, I've never dealt with having to clean somebody's fecal matter or something like that. I mean, that's definitely a harder part of nursing than an athletic training. All right, so what are some of the other things that, if I was going to transition to nursing, that you would kind of warn me about?
Well, I don't know. When you're in athletic training going through the program, you put in a lot of hours, and that's the same as when you go to nursing school. It's a lot of time. You basically don't have a life outside of it. When you're in the throes of that program, that's all you do. So be prepared for that.
Yeah, and I would also say, you know, nursing is a little different now than it was when, you know, I went through. It's a lot more competitive. Everybody's requiring that you have a BSN instead of an associate's degree. And you have to start, you know, at a floor or in an area of nursing that may not be your passion. I think that was one of the main things that, honestly, like I said, took me away from athletic training, that now nursing would have given me the same option. You know, okay, well, you need to start on a med-surg floor or a telemetry floor, because there's not the great need for nurses that there used to be. And everybody wants somebody with experience. Well, you have to, you know, give somebody an opportunity to get experience in order to get a job. So I think that would be my biggest warning. And there's a lot of schools out there that seem to pop up and go away for nursing. You know, I don't know what I chose New Mexico State because that's a, you know, university that had been proven to stay in business. But there's a lot of places I see, you know, I live in Southern California, and nursing school is pretty much impossible to get into out here. So San Diego is just completely saturated with nurses and nursing school and new graduate nurses. And so I would say, you know, that was another portion of what sent me to nursing that now an athletic trainer would have to consider, is, okay, where do I want to live? And what is going to be my best profession in that area? I would even at this point consider being a PA versus a nurse, depending on where I wanted to be.
That is one plus side for nursing. Once you get that experience under your belt, you know, nursing is an umbrella. And there's so many different sub areas under that umbrella that you can always find your niche of what you want to do. And no matter where you move, you're going to have a job. It may not be the job you want, but you'll have a job.
That's a good point. Good point, Shauna.
Robin, did you actually do the travel nursing job?
No, I went straight into emergency nursing. I moved out to San Diego with no job, thinking, oh, I'm a nurse, it'll be super easy to get a job. And the only reason that I did get a job so quickly out here is because I had experience in trauma. And that's, emergency room and trauma is really hard to stay staffed because of the intensity of the job. So I was just super fortunate to come out here and then got a job right away. Yeah.
That must be different in California, because in New Mexico, they're always looking for a nurse. And there's a state program that if you take out your loans through them and you work in an undisturbed area of New Mexico, which is basically the whole state except Albuquerque and Las Cruces, they'll pay off your loans for you.
Yeah, I do remember that. But again, that was part of, oh, I think you were cut out at that point, Shauna, but I was explaining that part of the reason I chose to not stay in athletic training is because I didn't want to be so limited on where I could go. I wanted to be able to go anywhere and get a job. So I love New Mexico. I'm from Albuquerque, but I don't want to go live in a small, city in New Mexico. Yeah. So that's what part of what gave me nursing as a big leap at that point.
Yes.
Okay. So tell me, if I am a college student, I'm looking into athletic training, looking into nursing, looking into PA, looking into physical therapy, what are the reasons I should really consider going into nursing?
Well, if you're in New Mexico, there's a law. You can become a nurse practitioner and work under your own license. You don't have to work under another provider. So if you're thinking about becoming a PA, it's actually, in my opinion, much better to become a nurse practitioner. You have a lot more freedom.
Robin?
Yeah, that's definitely true. And depending on what state you decide to move to, there's different levels of PA versus NP. So looking into that is a huge thing. But, if I'm trying to sell nursing to somebody who's trying to pick between these four, I would say that it has given me an amazing lifestyle. And that's not just money and location, even though I have obviously been discussing those things. But, we all go into these types of professions because we want to help people, right? You can't, even if you decided I want to be a nurse or I want to be an athletic trainer or physical therapist for the money, that's only going to last so long. You have to really have a passion about any one of these professions. And, I, as an emergency room nurse, I can tell you majority of the patients I saw didn't need to be in the emergency room. But there was always the handful that came in that, really, really needed to be there. And to know that you helped somebody on their worst day was always something that was huge to me. And so that's actually even spurred me one step further in my nursing career, that I do organ transplant. So these people are going to die if they don't get an organ. And in order for me to be able to feel like I made a difference in this place, it's just given me that fulfillment in my career of, I don't just go and sit behind a desk and type away at a computer and go home. That's not what I want to do. So for anybody that wants to, help people and make a difference and, again, have all the other perks, because I feel athletic training does the same thing. I feel like any of those professions will give you the opportunity to make a difference. But nursing in particular, for me, has added all the extra bonus.
All right. One of the things that I really enjoy most about my job here at Pasadena High School as an athletic trainer is the relationship. So one of my former athletes, she went to college. She was going to do athletic training, and it just didn't end up working out. So now she's married. We went to the wedding. They're expecting a kid. Her and her husband, they come over and, hang out with us. Sometimes we grill burgers, play Rummy Cube or Spades or whatever it is. Building those relationships, you see kids come back or you see kids in the grocery store, that kind of thing. Do you have any sort of thing like that where you get to people coming back or really building a relationship in nursing? I know, Shauna, you said you're at the school, so you get those same kids coming in all the time.
Yes, I've been in the schools 13 years now, and I've done all levels, elementary, middle school, and high school. And when I was at the high school, we had a kiddo that had severe depression. And we worked and worked and worked with him and got resources. And I didn't know if he was ever going to pull out of it. And then he graduated and he came back a few years later and he said, "Thank you. You saved me. If you hadn't have been there in my corner fighting for me, it probably wouldn't have ended up this way." And he was happy. He was going to college. And that's one of those things where you realize, all those little pain in the butts that come into your office every day, it's finally stories like that when they come back to you that you hear that, okay, well, all those hours I spent with you, it worked. It actually helped you. So, yes, and I've got kiddos that have, they're out working in the community, and they'll come up to me and say, you were my school nurse, weren't you? And I say, yes, I was. I hope I was nice to you. Especially when you pull up to Starbucks to get your order and they're the ones handing you your drink. So.
Yeah, I unfortunately don't have a whole lot of that long-term relationship. I do get a lot of people that will see me out in public and be like, oh, you were my nurse. Now an organ transplant, because I work in the operating room, no, I don't really get to, you know, I have a relationship with the patients. Ours is more, we're a close-knit team, so my surgeons, my scrub techs, the other nurses on this team, we create a good relationship based that way. But I would absolutely say that I miss seeing an athlete come in, you know, that gets injured and walking them through the process of recovery and their rehab and that kind of thing. And then, just like you said, running into them down the street being like, oh yeah, you know, I remember you, you helped me. And that's something that I would say would be missing from the part of nursing that I chose. Now, obviously Shauna's lined up perfectly for that same piece to be available as a school nurse, but not in trauma or operating room nursing. No.
It would be great if you could follow the lives of those people that you've transplanted into to see how they do down the road. I'm one of those people. I want to know how it ends up. I would want to see how they're doing, you know, 5-10 years down the road.
Well, and especially with so organ transplant's pretty secretive, right? We don't really talk about where the organ came from or that kind of stuff. But there are a lot of people that it's dicey. You know, you're not real sure they're going to survive the night when you leave the operating room because it's a very traumatic and hard operation. And for those of us that have been standing there with our hands literally inside that patient for 16 hours surgery, we want to know the outcome. So we do get, you know, the surgeon will be like, oh, remember so-and-so last week, he got discharged home, or, you know, and that's a huge victory for us because that's a huge step, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Robin, you mentioned your passions were different. And so what do you feel are some of the passions someone would need if they're considering nursing?
Well, you know, you just have to understand that not everybody's going to be thankful. So having the passion to make a difference, regardless of somebody else's reaction to it. I know even as an athletic trainer, you deal with, I remember the parents being just like so overbearing at points. And I'm like, look, buddy, your son's not going to sign a $17 million contract tomorrow. But, you know, I still am treating them my very best as I would, you know, somebody that was. So I feel like having a heart for these people and knowing that, you know, being sick or being injured is hard and it changes who you are as a person at times. But being able to recognize that and understand that you're doing this for the long term, right? You're doing this to make somebody's life a little bit better. Will you ever get to see that? Maybe not. But that is the sort of passion that drives me to be a good nurse, is that I would, number one, hope somebody taking care of me had the same passion. And number two, I would hope that people would understand that I'm having a really bad day because I'm sick or I think I'm dying or, you know, really, I do think my plans as an athlete have ended. You know, it's a lot. It's a lot of emotional stuff going on all in one day. And to be able to look past that and understand that you're making a difference, I think is the biggest portion that I would like somebody to have as far as passion in this career.
Sean, anything to add there?
No, she said that very well. You know, we each work in our own area, and she deals with life and death, and you deal with dreams that may be crushed if, you know, they have an injury that they can't come back from. And I'm at the point where I'm just trying to teach them life skills and how to care for themselves. So we each have our own area, but we always, I mean, very rarely do we get thanked. Usually we get chewed out, screamed at when we do something wrong, but when we do something good, we hardly ever know about it.
All right. So obviously, like I said, we have three kids, and the nurse from our first kid, she was actually there when we checked in for our second kid. And, you know, so that's a big deal. Like I remember her and seeing her, and so that was really cool for her to be part of that second one. Other than that though, like I don't really remember the nurses. And so that's definitely one of the things I could see, you know, but we're only in there for 24 hours. Some of those people that may be in there for weeks and things like that, it would definitely affect the relationship. But again, me as an athletic trainer, I don't get offended if someone says, hey, I'm going to go to PA school or PT school or nursing school. Obviously, that's why the one just before this one was talking about becoming a DPT. The one just after this one is going to be talking about becoming a PA. Because if you're not content here as an athletic trainer, then look at your options and you're going to hopefully be better serving people somewhere else. Because if you're just here as an athletic trainer and you're cranky or you're unhappy, then that looks bad on athletic trainers. And, you know, that's fine. Find something different. And then, you know, if you go through three careers and you're not happy, then realize that the problem is you and not the career. And, you know, then make the change inside of you. But any other thoughts to someone who is looking to make the change into nursing from athletic training?
Well, I think Robin said it very well when she said, make sure whatever program you're going to go into has a good track record and not one that's going to fold up overnight. And just get your support system in place with your family. You know, if you have your own kids, it's going to be a lot of late nights, and have somebody to help you out with that. Robin, do you have anything else?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, for me, I feel like a big important part is it's okay if athletic training is not for you. And Jeremy, I actually love that you are providing this information, you know, and just because you say athletic training is not necessarily my profession doesn't mean that you're not super grateful for the base and the foundation that it can give you to go into a different profession. And like I said, just the amounts of knowledge that I had compared to other nurses was wonderful. So, you know, just because you decide to change professions doesn't mean that you didn't appreciate or don't appreciate or, you know, a different career, especially athletic training. I would just like to make sure people know I don't think nursing is above athletic training. I just think based on what I wanted to do, it fit me better. But I'm still forever grateful for the people that took their time to teach me and to share their knowledge base with me. And I think that that's important for people that are looking for a switch, is that it's okay to be grateful, but to look at other avenues, exactly what you're saying.
I think that is a fantastic way to kind of sum up the whole podcast. And that was, like you just said, the whole idea is to let you know, it's okay. I learned a lot. I did good. I moved on. I'm not better than you now. I'm just different. I just followed a different path. So, Shauna, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, how are they going to do that? And then Robin, same question.
Okay. They can email me at Shauna Bailey, SHAWNABAILEY, NM as in New Mexico, at gmail.com. So Shauna Bailey, NM at gmail.com.
And I can be emailed also at Robin, R-O-B-I-N dot Quezada, Q-U-E-Z-A-D-A at gmail.com.
All right. So if you want to get a hold of Shauna or Robin, you can email them. I have the links there in the show notes. Again, I'm Jeremy Jackson. So it's sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/nursing. Again, sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/nursing. So I have the links and some other answers and the descriptions, and also the partners with Hoist Hydration, Dragonfly Max, Myotech, and some of the other free hydration there. So some of the other links and things that you might want to have. Again, if you're considering nursing, then find a nurse, shadow a nurse, see what they do, ask them more questions, ask them all of your questions, or, you know, email Robin or Shauna, because they understand athletic training and nursing, and they can kind of walk you through both of them. So, you know, find what's really going to fit for you, for your lifestyle, for your passions, for, you know, if you're wanting to have kids or certain hours, or be a travel nurse, you know, find what works and then go for it. So, Shauna, Robin, I really appreciate you guys joining. And Shauna, just working through the tech issues of having to drive and do this. Thanks so much. If anybody has any questions, reach out to me or to one of them. And so for Jeremy, Robin, Shauna, that is a wrap. Thank you.